News from NFL. The Israel Defense Forces continue to hold 5 positions inside Lebanese territory. UNIFIL has noted that this is in clear violation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701. Israeli military presence in these positions limits the Lebanese army's ability to fully deploy in the south and restrict UNIFIL peacekeepers' freedom of movement along parts of the Blue Line. It also prevents local civilians from returning to their homes and farmland and starting to rebuild their communities and lives, an essential step toward long-term stability. One of the 5 locations is on Al-Hamamis Hill, on the outskirts of the village of Khiam. Recently, we visited a Lebanese army observation post facing the Israeli position on Al-Hamamis Hill, together with Captain Muhammad Nasruddin of the Lebanese army.
We are here in front of Al-Hamamis Hill, which was occupied at the end of November 2024 after the signing of the ceasefire agreement, and it remains occupied. As we can see, the established position has been continuously consolidated and fortified up to the present time.
Al-Hamamis Hill is one of 5 points where Israeli forces remain north of the Blue Line. Despite repeated calls by UNIFIL, the Lebanese state and the international community for withdrawal, we asked Captain Nasruddin how the continued Israeli presence at this hill and at other occupied locations affects the Lebanese army's ability to deploy fully in the south and implement Resolution 1701.
The reason for not completing the deployment of the Lebanese army throughout the southern land is the presence of occupied territories, particularly newly occupied areas such as Hamamis Hill, which seriously hinders the implementation of the Resolution 1701. Resolution 1701 assumes the extension of state sovereignty over the entire area of operations south of the Litani River. Therefore, the presence of these occupied positions hinders the implementation of the resolution in those areas and prevents the Lebanese army from accessing and monitoring the Blue Line as required by the resolution.
Beyond limiting deployment, the situation on the ground remains challenging for Lebanese army personnel. We asked Captain Nasruddin about the main obstacles the Lebanese army faces as it carries out its duties in South Lebanon under these conditions.
The Lebanese army is fully carrying out its tasks in the area of operations. However, there are difficulties in executing these tasks. The main obstacle is continued occupation of several areas along the Blue Line. In addition, the destruction of infrastructure in the area of operation makes it difficult in certain cases to carry out some operations. There are also remnants of war, including unexploded ordnance and mines, which pose a danger to both civilians and military personnel. Furthermore, daily violations of ceasefire agreement continue and pose a threat to peace in the area of operations.
On 24 December, UNIFIL Nepalese peacekeepers carried out an olive tree planting and field preparation campaign in Blida, in close coordination with the municipality. A team of 25 peacekeepers, supported by a bulldozer, cleared and leveled a 2,500 square meter field affected by the recent conflict, preparing the land for olive tree planting scheduled for early January 2026. The activity aims to support environmental restoration and helps the local community rebuild their lives after the conflict. The mayor of Blida, Hassan Hijazi, and local residents expressed appreciation for the peacekeepers' efforts, highlighting the positive impact of UNIFIL's support on the ground. UNIFIL peacekeepers from the Republic of Korea conducted a week-long training on leadership skills during special operations with members of the Lebanese Armed Forces from 15 to 20 December at their main base near Tir. The training is part of ongoing efforts to build the capacities of the Lebanese Armed Forces. It aimed to strengthen special operations instructor skills through close cooperation with participants who had excelled in an advanced course conducted last November. The six-day program included tactical and operational exercises to enhance coordination and combat readiness, and concluded with a review and closing ceremony. Members of the Lebanese Army's 2nd Intervention Regiment were recognized for their strong performance.